Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
All right, Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, March the 23rd, 2021, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. And we thank the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop for coming on in hour number one, Voodoo High Priestess. How about that? Now, does anybody have any things or comments to say about that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 about anything you heard in hour number one. Now, here's something I want to say about that whole thing. I think, well, the goal of this program is always to educate and inform. Sometimes we are entertaining when we educate and inform. And there are so many questions that have been around for so many years about voodoo. There are a lot of things, to be honest with you, that people are fascinated with, like the Masons. The Masons, for years, were such a closed group. Now, they're not so closed anymore, but they were for a long time. And I think voodoo is one of those things as well. Now, this is a woman, by the way. I don't think I mentioned it during the interview, but the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop has appeared on Larry King and Phil Donahue, and she used to make her residence here in Ohio. So that's kind of the Ohio tie to this whole thing, is that she used to be based out of Ohio. And I think there were some unfortunate circumstances that led her to move to Arizona. I don't remember what they were, but nothing major. It was just, I don't think that the people in Ohio at the time she was here, and this was a long time ago, probably 30 years ago now, were very kind to her. I think voodoo is one of those things that people get very uptight about, that they are, some people are scared of it. It's got that connotation. And I think some people are very leery of it. But it's one of those things that I think we should explore. There are things in life you just have to explore. And if we don't, you only get one shot here on Earth. And I think you need to explore as much as humanly possible. And it's just one of those things that is endlessly interesting and endlessly fun to explore. All right. Does anybody have any questions, comments on that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Now, we do have some announcements here this morning. Now, the Mid-Ohio Food Bank is having a giveaway this Saturday at 9 a.m. Parking lot opens up at 8 a.m. No appointment is necessary. Bring your ID. One proxy will be allowed per household. Now, this will take place at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road here in Marion. And if you have any questions, 740-389-1017. Again, that's the Mid-Ohio Food Bank upcoming food giveaway this Saturday at 9 a.m. Parking lot opens at 8 a.m. No appointment necessary. Bring your ID card. One person per household at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road, right here in Marion. And if you have any questions, 740-389-1017. Now, this is sort of it's in the same vein of as what we just did, maybe an addendum to what we just did. The Mid-Ohio Food Bank 2020 giveaway dates are as follows. March 27th, which would be this Saturday, April 24th, May 29th, June 19th, July 31st, August 28th, September 18th, August 30th, November 20th, and December the 18th. Now, here's some more information about this. They can serve up to 200 families on those dates. It's on a first-come, first-served basis. There's a mix of meat, fresh produce, canned and boxed items, and breads and desserts. Now again, this all takes place at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road here in Marion. Telephone number 740-389-1017 if you have any questions. Now remember, the stuff that they will have, they serve up to 200 families, first come, first serve, mix of meat, fresh produce, canned and boxed items, and breads and desserts, Richland Road, Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road here in Marion. And again, questions, because there are always questions in these cases, 740-389-1017 to get all your questions answered. So those are our announcements for this morning. Again, phone lines are open if there's anything you'd like to talk about. You know, we had calls yesterday right up until the time we went off the air. So if there's anything you'd like to talk about in regard to what we were talking about yesterday, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Now, yesterday, we were talking a lot about downtown Marion. We were talking about the dumpster that finally got removed that was located here in downtown Marion for quite some time. It's gone. We were talking about the Harding Hotel. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. That's why this is more, I'm looking for information from you. But the street, and I don't know the name of it, the street next to the Harding Hotel, which is one of the few two-way streets that connect Church Street and Center Street, has been closed down now for several months, and I'm not sure why. I don't know if they're doing work on the street. I don't know if it's because part of the building, the Harding Hotel, is falling down. We heard a lot about that yesterday. I don't know if that's what's going on there, but I know that every time I pass by it, I've never seen anybody working there. I see there's machinery there, but I've never seen anybody working, and I've passed by it quite a few times, being located where we are. Has anybody ever heard the definitive answer as to why that street is closed? I know that, like I said, I know there's machinery down there, and I know it's been closed for a period of months now, but does anybody know the reason? Is it work being done on the street? Is it because there is some damage to the Harding Hotel? Do we know why it's closed? Because I would think that if you were living at the Harding Hotel, this would be kind of different, because I think the parking lot for the people who live at the Harding Hotel who have cars is back behind the Harding Hotel. So I guess you'd have to come in from the Church Street side. Now, I don't think you could come in from the front, because the entire front is blocked off. Now, I don't know, because I've never went down it, because I don't live back there, I don't know how far it's blocked off, because I would think those people would need to get to their parking spaces, so I would think they would need to be able to go down that street from Church Street, but I don't know. Is it blocked off back that far? I just know you cannot enter from the Center Street side, and you would not be able to get through totally if you came in from the Church Street side. So if anybody has any information on that, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call, and we can chat about that. Now, I was talking yesterday about this bottle. It's an empty wine bottle that I bought over the weekend that is filled with lights. And the best way I can put it, it's like Christmas lights, white Christmas lights. And I was talking yesterday about how when I plug this bottle in, it got warm. So I wasn't sure if I should leave it plugged in all the time, or what would happen if one of the bulbs blew out. How would I get the lights out of there? Well, I examined it yesterday. And what I came to figure was, whoever drilled the hole in the bottle, however they were able to do that, where the plug is coming out, I think I would be able to get the strand out through that hole. I'm not going to try it because the lights are not burnt out at this point, but I think if I actually pulled, the lights would come out of that bottle, and I could slide a new strand in if the light should ever burn out. So that problem is solved. But the problem as to leaving it plugged in all the time, well, that certainly is not solved, because it does get warm. You can feel heat on the bottle if you leave it plugged in for a period of time. So that's an update on the glass bottle. Now, a story came up yesterday that I found interesting, because for many, many mornings last week, we were talking about donuts on this program, and what is Marion's favorite donut, and we finally got it. It was the Boston Cream Donut. But what was all interesting to me was, did anybody see the story yesterday that if you have been fully vaccinated and you carry around your vaccination card, that for the rest of 2021, which is, what, 8 months left in this month? Nine months left in this year. For the rest of the year, you will get a free Krispy Kreme donut every day. If you would go to Krispy Kreme every day and present your vaccination card that you were fully vaccinated against COVID-19, you would get a free donut every day for the rest of the year. Now think about that. That's going to be an amazing number of people. Now, I'm not saying everybody's going to go to Krispy Kreme, but when you think about the numbers of donuts that they have the possibility to be giving away, that's going to be an enormous number. Because I forget how many people they said in the state have been vaccinated already, but holy mackerel, what a number that could be. And you take that by every day for the rest of the year, that's one donut a day per vaccination. I think that's going to be nuts. I don't know where the closest Krispy Kreme is to here. I know there's one, I believe, in Polaris, on Polaris Parkway. Is that the closest Krispy Kreme to Marion, where you would actually be able to go through a drive-thru and show your vaccination card and get a free Krispy Kreme donut? Does anybody... Where are the other Krispy Kremes at? That's the only one that strikes to my memory, is the one on Polaris Parkway, because you always look to see if the sign's lit up. And that's a big thing. You know, I didn't know anything about that till a few years ago, because I just don't go to donut shops that often, and I was passing by I think it was the Krispy Kreme right there on Polaris Parkway, and I saw that the sign was lit up, and I happened to be in the car with somebody who knew what that was all about, and I said, well, what does that sign, what does that have to do with anything? And they filled me in. So there's a question for you as well. Two questions on the table this morning. Where are the Krispy Kremes around here? And does anybody know what that sign means? Very interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, me again, Scott, your geography teacher.
Oh, go ahead.
There is one in the Sawmill area, which might be closer to some listeners, but Polaris is technically the closest to Marion. There's nothing else. There's one in Akron. It's weird, you think. I mean, Marion or Mansfield, Delaware would have a Krispy Kreme, but obviously they don't.
I don't know. When I read that yesterday, when I first read the story, I thought it said, you know, if you present your vaccination card, you get a free donut. And I thought, well, people might do that. When I realized that it said you will get a free donut every day for the rest of 2021, now I thought, my goodness, that has the tendency.
I have my own commentary on that. Yeah, I know the one in the Sawmill area. It's right, I'm thinking where it is. It's right next to what was a Golden Corral and was a Ruby Tuesday. I kind of say that was, because I used to like going to both locations, but thanks to certain changes, they've closed, which is really a shame. That Golden Corral used to be a hopping place, you know, Saturday or Sunday morning, but pretty much every day, and now it's an eyesore, so really very sad. But Krispy Kreme. You know, we have Duck Donuts by Polaris too. They've gotten a lot of good press. It's near Planet Fitness, just west of the mall. So you may want to try that if you're in the area. But it's weird. There's nothing between Polaris and Akron. Looking at the map, I don't understand why they're not in mid-Ohio. To me, that's an untapped area.
You know what I don't understand about...
The Selma 161 might be closer to some people. It depends kind of where you are in the area.
You know what I don't understand about the closing of the buffets? What I don't understand... Now, if you were a mom-and-pop buffet, I guess I could understand it. But, you know, the Golden Corral in Ontario is still doing great business.
Oh, yeah. I've been there. It's actually one of the best locations. I love going there.
Yeah, and there's a Golden Corral down in... where is it in Columbus that's still open? Whitehall. There's one in Whitehall.
Yeah, Pontiac likes to go there.
Yeah, there's
Grove City also.
So I don't understand if these other ones were doing good business, because the one in Whitehall and the one in Ontario, they had to close for a period of time, and they've had to abide by all the COVID rules. They're all in the state of Ohio. Why did these other ones close?
Depends on the traffic, and people get into a pattern where they're not eating out as much, not going to buffets. You know, I was the first person in line once. I'd only found out buffets were open during this prohibited period, but I mean, now they're back in full swing. Two of, as you see my Facebook posts, at least two Asian buffets that were cafeteria style are now full self-serve in Columbus, plus the Hong Kong. So that, you know, that's three, because then I let people know. And you know, we can't really give ads, so I'll just say it indirectly. There's a certain buffet, and you know, not far from where a lot of the businesses are on the Far East Side. That's outstanding. Good prices with great service, and I encourage everybody to run, not to walk there. And I, in a general sense, say support local business, which, you know, I mean, we need to do now more than ever, but that's always a good idea. And they're full self-serve. And the main thing now, I heard the Sayota Downs buffet is not going to reopen. I don't really understand why. That was a big attraction to get a casino buffet, Scott, one of the best attractions to get people to go to a casino.
Well, there's...
They make money. I mean, I don't make money off of me because I'm a pig, but they make money off of most people, and you go and you gamble, and they make more money off of you. So I don't understand that logic at all.
You know what, though? I think there's more to this than the COVID, because just here in Marion alone, we used to have, not counting Hong Kong buffet, at one point we had at least three buffets running at one and the same time. And then we got down to one, and then there was a point where we only had Hong Kong buffet. When Ryan's left, which, you know, for whatever they left, it was just down to Hong Kong buffet. Well, then everybody, we want a buffet, we want a buffet, we want a buffet. Well, Ponderosa comes back in the Ryan's building, and they have big success for the first couple months, and then they don't even last a year, and they're out. So there's something, I think, because if you look at all even bars and regular restaurants and all that, yes, some of them have went out, and it typically seems to be the ones that are more mom and pop, but these big chains, there's something to this buffet thing that I think these buffets were looking for a reason to get out of this business.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you never, the politics has muddied everything, and again, my viewpoints and my opinions, and some of which can be controversial and most of which are outspoken, they evolve, they pretty much change every day. It's an American thing, is a buffet. And I know when we went on family vacations, they call it the American plan, where Americans have a buffet style, serve yourself all you can eat, where in Europe, especially France, things are kind of served in portions, you know, like a lot of French restaurants, that you buy a little bit at a time, and you just kind of keep eating and, you know, drinking if you want, until you feel satisfied. So it's just, it's a tradition here. And it goes well with Asian food, because people like to try different types of dishes, and Indian food especially, because I can tell you what I like when I see it on the buffet, but I can't really tell you what the name of the food is or what it's made of. I just know that I like it, and that, in my opinion, it's very healthy. Unfortunately, I don't believe any of the Indian buffets. I think Gokul might be, but none of the ones in my area that I used to like to go to, and I've called them. There's one in Worthington, the Everest, that I just love, and if you're in the area, Scott, that's highly recommended. They have the menu, but with what I eat, it would cost me $60 to not be hungry. And I called them, and they said they might reopen, but there's been too much waste. So it's kind of a shame. People get in that pattern, and the buffets, they kind of go by the wayside. Marion is big enough to have two or three, and I was, as you know, very sad when the Ponderosa closed. But I'm hoping somebody can take that over and put a viable restaurant in, as we do need it.
Well, what was your by the way, I told you online this morning that, and the listener might be listening, had called in yesterday and wanted to stump you with a music trivia question. So
yeah, I wish they would, because I ask that when I do the show live and on Facebook, and of course people call when they hear a tape. But I'm glad they did call, because that's what we like to hear.
Now the other so what was the commentary on the Krispy Kreme situation? Donut a day.
I was kind of thinking, you know, I don't want to sound too negative, so I'll try to say it as less negative as possible. Whether or not the vaccine is healthy is controversial. You know, I've heard side effects. One friend of mine in Columbus, he's had some major side effects, and I've heard no side effects at all. Honestly, I think the side effects are less if you're older. I'm convinced that if you stay healthy, you actually get healthier as you get older. I believe that I'm healthier now than I've ever been. My blood pressure is lower. You know, my weight's good. But again, that's my gym addiction. But I think it's important that people stay healthy. It really works wonders for your general well-being, because it affects your mind also. And someone who does cerebral work, my mind has to be there, and obviously makes you live longer and be healthier and be happier. But you know, if the vaccine is healthy, unhealthy, you know, that's something people can decide on their own. But you know, I don't want to sound negative. But donuts aren't the most healthy thing in the world. But in moderation, they're okay. I mean, in moderation. You know, I like donuts myself. I just see a picture of a glazed donut, which has less nutritional value than, for example, one made of fruit or nuts, something with healthy calories. And it's like you're getting something unhealthy every day. But again, in moderation. I don't want to feel like I'm maligning a business or a particular type of food. But I would say if people do get a free donut, hopefully not a glaze, something, you know, again, something with fruit or nuts, a grain that's less processed, and just have something that at least has beneficial calories.
Well, I just think Krispy Kreme is...
That's the way to say it, without being negative.
Well, I just think Krispy Kreme is being very smart here, because they know that even... whatever kind of donut you can get, they know that if they are luring somebody in to get one donut a day, and that can go on through December 31st, 2021, they know that it's either going to be their regular customers, so that's nothing new, or it's going to be people who are coming there just to get the donut, who probably will order a coffee, will order something else.
Yeah, it's the same as a casino buffet. You know, and I've said when I've gone there, if I gamble, I keep the gambling to a minimum, or sometimes I get free play, but I'm not going to sit there and spend $100 and lose half of it. But people do. We went to Vegas, we took family vacations, and you go to the buffet, and there are pennies, you know, back in the 70s, there were penny slot machines, and so they would just put them in front of your face while you're waiting at the buffet. Yeah, I couldn't gamble because I was a kid. My mother more had been gambling than my father, but we sit there, you know, pay $1.99 for this gourmet buffet. At best, they break even. They don't break even on me, but you know, most people aren't pigs like I am. And then they make money on the slots. And they don't have any food to waste, and people come back. So it's a good marketing thing. And it used to be a ritual, Scott, because, you know, just despite my appearance, I do qualify as a senior citizen at Scioto Downs, as crazy as that is. So I used to go every Wednesday for Senior Citizens Day, where it's half price. And even though it's a pretty long drive from where I live, it is still well worth it. I know, you know, I know Terry liked to go there also, and he's an even longer drive, and he almost qualifies for the senior citizens price. But even the regular price of the $15 is pretty good, and I don't understand what the issue is with that. They should have opened with self-service the minute the governor said they could.
Well, that's what I say. I think there's more behind
a lot of the
buffet thing.
A lot of the marketing and decisions that are being made, and as you know, the way it's just killing a lot of business. And I mean, Scioto Downs and Hollywood Casino are, I mean, they're not conglomerates, I would say, like Walmart, but they are certainly owned by big public companies. But they still help the economy. Casinos, bars help the economy directly, as far as I see it, even if it's not something that's locally owned. And I don't know what the issue is, but that needs to reopen. Because I don't know enough about business to see the logic. And hopefully someone can reopen the Ryans and Ponderosa site and put something in. Great. I mean, it's near where you live, so I mean, it would be great for you. Yeah, I don't mind the short drive, and let's make Marion a place even greater than it is right now. Do you have any thoughts, Scott? What do you think will become of the Ryans Ponderosa location, say, a year from now? Will it still be looking for an occupant, or you think we'll have a restaurant?
Well, I think something's going on out there now. But I don't know if it's a restaurant, because they've been doing work on the building, and the day before, all the doors were open, and
does it look like it'll be a restaurant, or maybe?
I don't think so, because they're digging in the front of it, and I don't know why they would be doing that, and I'm not sure that's all about.
They're putting in a water main or utilities. Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? So, yeah, I haven't seen it in a bit. I mean, I know I've seen things online. But it can't beat the location. I mean, it's right in front of Meijer, right? I mean, it's thousands.
Well, you'd say you can't beat the location, but the two businesses that have been there have went out of business.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the only Ponderosa that I know that's nearby is on the south side of Columbus. Very close to the Chinese buffet that I like to go to in the south. Is there one in Mansfield or around there? I'm not sure, but there is one in South Columbus.
Well, I just think because clearly there have been two restaurants there since the building was built, and they were both buffets, and they both failed. So if it were me, I think I would try to put in a non-buffet and see how that went.
Yeah, looking at Ponderosa, the only ones in Ohio. It's interesting, there's one in Hillsboro. We think Hillsboro, much smaller than Marion, and in a rural surrounding. Marion is surrounded by so many small cities and small towns. But south side of Columbus, Hillsboro, Portsmouth, and Warren, those are the only Ponderosas in Ohio. So if you have a craving for that, it's well worth it, because it's good. And they have senior citizen specials, too. Not as good as the casino, but it's decent. You have to go to 270 and High Street area, or drive up to the Youngstown area.
Well, all I know is in the same parking lot, Steak and Shake has been there just as long as that buffet has, and Steak and Shake has been fine the entire time.
To me, the buffet is more attractive. Is that Steak and Shake? Because the one by Polaris, they've cut their hours. They close at 2 a.m., and they close the dining room. That used to be a place you go to after you drink, kind of like White Castle or TJ's or Bob Evans.
Yeah, I think the dining room is still closed.
Yeah, and it's this one, Polaris closes at 2, which is weird. I mean, that place used to hop at 2, 3, 4 in the morning. It's not a locally owned business, because we want to support those. I mean, we mentioned the wonderful Asian buffet on the east side. And I'm glad to see there. Every time I've gone, they've been packed, and I'm so happy to see that. But still, Steak and Shake helps the economy. We are in this together.
Well, we got a message here from one of our listeners that they feel that the reason these places go out of business, particularly the Ponderosa, I believe, is what they're referring to, was because they have lousy food. And I think that's what a lot of people's problem is with the buffets.
You know, I don't claim to be a gourmet chef, Scott. I'm just a goofy chemistry major. However, it is not gourmet quality, but it's very good. I mean, the casino buffets, especially Hollywood, are gourmet quality. But people complained, you know, and it was good and bad. Come when it's busy, so they're refreshing the food and keeping it warm. It was pretty good. Honestly, Scott, that Ponderosa in Marion was the best Ponderosa I've been to in a while. It's better than the one in South Columbus, although the South Columbus one is not bad. It's better than, I would say it's better than Golden Corral. And the pricing was pretty good, too. I don't agree with that. I don't think the food was quite as good or as fresh later on than when they opened, because they were busier and everybody was excited, but it was still good. You know, me and Patrick Mariniak went a couple days before they closed. You know, I remember I talked to you about that, and we were happy. We sat there probably for 2 hours, and we ate. So, we got our money's worth. They didn't make any money off of me, but they would waste food, so to me, they're still making money. Plus, I recommend it to people. You know, we can give indirect recommendations on the station, so that's what I'm doing. We have listeners listen all over, so our friends in Youngstown and far south part of Columbus, get yourself over to the Ponderosa, because it's an American tradition to go to a buffet. And don't listen to the reviews. It's pretty good.
Well, shall see.
I'm sorry if that was a little bit on the promotional side, but I am pro restaurant. I think people should go. and I disagree the restaurant food is unhealthy. I think it is healthy because it gives you good variety, gets you out of the house. People are social animals. We need to get out and about and be around other people and taste different kinds of food. And whatever's going in to the Ponderosa, Ryan's location, I wish the ownership and the management good luck, and let's hope that it stays around for a long time and brings more people to the great city of Marion.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Oh, have a good day, Scott.
Bye-bye. Don't forget the Adam the Computer Guy show today from 2:10 to 3 p.m. on this station, and then Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. Don't miss those programs. Now, if the listener wants to call, because this is something there maybe needs to be a little more thought into, do you feel the food, I mean, they're closed now, so I really doesn't matter, but do you feel the food at Ponderosa was not great? Was that their problem? Or was it because they're a buffet? Or is it the idea that buffets just in general don't have as good food as other restaurants? Is that what it's all about? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And the same with Ryan's. Also, I pass by that every day, that building, and they're digging it up in the front, in the, what was the yard. And I don't know what's going on out there, and they had all the doors open the other day. All the doors were open in the establishment, and the yard was dug up. So has anybody heard what's going on out there at the old Ponderosa Ryan's location on Route 95 in front of Meijer? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What's going into the Ponderosa location that was Ryan's originally right in front of Meijer? As I said, the yard has been torn up out there, and all the doors were open. Now, I can't imagine that this has anything to do with water lines or anything, because I'm guessing if the building's closed, everything is turned off. But I don't know. Who knows? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Or if you have an idea as to why buffets do not seem to succeed anymore. And they haven't here in Marion. Now, Hong Kong Buffet does seem to still be in business. But for some reason, you know, at one point, we had, we had Michael's out on Delaware Avenue. We had a Ponderosa out on Delaware Avenue. We had we had Bonanza on Mount Vernon Avenue, and we had Smorgasbord on Mount Vernon Avenue. So we had four, and we might have even had the Royal Buffet at that time out on Mount Vernon Avenue. So I believe at one time we had at least five buffets running here in Marion. Five. I believe it was, is that right? That one time we had five buffets, Smorgasbord, Ponderosa, Bonanza, Michael's, and Royal Buffet, I think we're all in business at one and the same time here in Marion in the 1980s. Now, that all is gone now to the point to where the only buffet we have left is the Hong Kong Buffet, which is not like the old buffets used to be. Does anybody have any reason why this is? What happened? How could the same town support five buffets at one point, and now we can't even support one? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. To me, there's got to be something more to that, because if we talk about the food at the Ponderosa that was open, the last one, out on 95, you know, I don't know. Food quality there, I was there a few times, and to be honest, when they first opened, I think they were overwhelmed by people coming in, and I don't think they were staffed properly. And that caused a problem, and that left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth about that place. And then it never was able to recover. People would not go back. And I think the same thing happened to what was the chicken place that was in the White Castle building. I think they were overwhelmed in the beginning when the when they opened, and then they didn't properly staff it, so people had to wait a long time, and then thought the food was not that great, and then it was gone. But, you know, I know a lot of restaurants that have been having this problem lately. I don't know what it is about the last month, but I have heard more bad reviews about restaurants that I normally hear good reviews about. I have been hearing horrible reviews from a lot of restaurants, and I don't think these people are trying to be mean at all. I think they are being 100% honest in their opinions of what's going on, but I think these restaurants are overwhelmed, and I don't think they're staffing properly. And that can be tough, because you don't want to overstaff, because you're paying these people, but you also don't want to understaff, because if you get busy when you think you're not going to get busy, it can cause a mess. And I don't know that, people are trained as well as maybe they should be. I think when a business gets overwhelmed, anxiety sets in, and people panic, and especially if it's some of their first jobs, and maybe they don't have a good manager on that shift who's leading everything properly, and you can take a perfectly good business, and it will crash, unfortunately. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to go out of business, but people will not have a good experience, and people will get angry. And people, you know, I wonder if people do take into account that a business is busy. You know, if you pull into a restaurant and you see that it's packed, do you give them a little more leeway on the food? Do you give them a little more leeway on the service? I don't know. Do we have any opinions on this out there? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Love to hear your opinions on this. All right, go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
So, hi.
Hello.
This topic was hitting me.
Oh, it hit you. It drove you to the phone.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, yes, because you just said, like, a bunch of bad reviews of businesses.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know what's happened in the last month, but I have seen more bad reviews. Personally, people have said them to me. I've seen them online of businesses mm-hmm. that don't normally get them. And
are you talking about restaurants?
What's that?
Are you talking about, like, primarily restaurants?
Restaurants. Yeah, I don't really see the other. And I don't know what's going on in the last month that's causing this.
Honestly, I just think it's, like, a really weird time still, to tell you the truth. Like, things still aren't normal for, like, sit-down restaurants. So, but I think, and their staffing have been down, and now maybe more people are venturing out, and the restaurant just is trying to probably figure out, like, what to do now, you know what I mean, to adjust to it.
Well, I could see it, but, you know, to the degree, I wonder if the management ever really knows, if they're not there, how bad the service got.
Why isn't there always, like, a manager there?
I don't know.
Normally? Like, I'm always there. I mean, I might leave once in a while, but honestly, the other night, I left 10 minutes early, and there was an issue. 10 minutes early before we closed. I'd been there all day.
Well, you've just been open now, what, not even a month yet?
A few weeks, but let me tell you, the orders, we're very busy. We are so busy right now, which I'm totally grateful for. But you said you don't know if people will take in accountability that you are that busy. Because this year it's been very weird where people are, like, pressing the order, and then they'll move because we're not getting to them quick enough, but they're, like, you're in line when you press that button. You just can't see the actual line, you know, the eight cars that were already sitting there before you pulled in.
Well,
so then they move and go to the back of the line.
So you are noticing this trend?
Yes. We have been very busy. It's definitely, like, I'm sure some of the money that's coming in to people like the orders, like the orders people are ordering have just been insanely huge for us, like bigger than normal. It's been hard, like, sometimes, because last night, I came home for a second to check on our youngest, you know, for dinner, and I texted my oldest son, he's 19, that was up there, and I was like, is everything okay? Because I can see the totals from home, and he's like, yeah, we're just slow, steady. 30 minutes later, I checked the totals, they got drilled. They got drilled. I go, what happened? They go, we don't know. All of a sudden, all these people were here.
Well, and in that particular situation, because I would think in the business that you run, there are certain mm-hmm. things, you know, because I always think about things that don't hold up a long time, and in, like a root beer float, for example. Now, mm-hmm. once you put that ice cream in there, that's going to dissolve in a fairly short amount of time.
Absolutely. There was a lady that wanted two root beer floats to go. She ordered with her here order the other night, right? That's why I do like kind of being up front, because she came in and ordered, and I was like, oh, you want these to go? Well, then I'll just, like, let's let you eat here, and then I'll make them for you when you leave. It'll take me 2 seconds to make them so the ice cream's not all melted, whoever you're taking those to. And that's, we'll do that. Like, we don't mind, except, like, if you want something that's to go, making it when you're almost ready so it's still hot and fresh, ready to go.
But when a big group comes in like that, and let's say mm-hmm. somebody's ordered a root beer float, and it doesn't get out to their car, you know, in 5 or 10 minutes, mm-hmm. what happens then?
Well, we don't make the drinks till it's time for the order to go out.
So what type of complaints have you been getting?
Well, let me tell you, it's, you know what, just a lot of impatient, and we cannot go any faster than we are going. I promise you that. Like, we are, and I have the workers, and my workers, trust me, if I didn't have the workers I had, it would be a mess, because I have kids. I mean, my workers have been there for years on years and years. They know what they're doing. Of course we're going to have mess ups, you know, we're human. We're going to mess up, but we want to fix it. We always want to fix whatever we forgot or missed on your order, always. But, like, the just people have been impatient, and the whole lot is full. And I've had a guy, we do call-ins, but on Friday nights it's been really hard sometimes, like, when you have the thing, you've been in there when it's beeping, and the things are going off, and I'm trying to get to the phone, and then I had, like, 8 people at the counter. I have 8 stations ringing in, and this guy came in yelling, screaming at me that I hadn't answered the phone yet. And he stormed out.
Now, see, isn't that interesting? Because that's...
He's done that to me twice.
The same guy?
And we've only been open 3 weeks. Yes. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, the first time he just walked in, and I was taking orders. I pay attention to what orders popped up. Even if you walk in, I'm paying attention to that people had already pressed to order outside, because I've been the person taking most of the orders. And he just... the door, and then Friday night he stormed out, slammed the door. It felt bad, but there were people in front of him, you know. I couldn't get to him any sooner than I could get to him.
Well, what's your best guess? I mean, yeah, people have gotten their stimulus money, people have gotten their tax money and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. but what is causing the short temper? I mean, the weather has been nice, people have been able to get out, they've got more money.
That's what I said. I was like, shouldn't people be happy? It's nice outside. It's like, we're trying. We really do. We had Saturday night. Somebody ordered a lot of food, and from the get-go, they said it wasn't right. They didn't even look at it. They just immediately said it's not right. It was $80 worth of food. They ended up throwing half their food order out of their window. They threw their drinks at my employee and their food.
They threw their drinks at them.
The food. Yeah, threw their drinks, threw the food, half the food. And apparently, they kept... I had ran somewhere, and I always miss it every single time. I'm never there. My mom was there, though. She even went out and talked to them, and my mom said they were screaming a little bit of profanities at her, my 70-year-old mother, and ended up taking a box of food that they didn't even pay for.
You know, I don't understand how you could
ever... $80 worth of food is a lot for a small business.
Well, right, but I don't understand how... So they didn't pay the bill.
They didn't pay the bill, threw half of the food, did it in front of all these other customers, and I had four different people try to go out, you know, to figure out, like, what the issue was, what the problem was, because we are always willing to try to fix it. We will remake it for you, whatever we need to do. But they just kept screaming profanities at us.
Are these young or old people?
They were older people, they said.
Older people. So, you know, here's the thing. Why is it ever okay? You know, you can be angry, I guess, if you don't, the food issue, but why would you throw a drink at an employee? Now, see, that I don't understand.
I don't know. And I've told my employees, like, if somebody like that, you just need to walk away. Just walk away. Because these are kids.
Well, yeah, that's horrible.
And these are grown adults doing this to kids. And they're just, these are good kids, too. Like, these are, like, some of the best kids.
I mean,
if
you get something wrong, shouldn't you just call and say, listen, this was not good?
Absolutely. Like, these are kids. They are trying their best. They really are. And they're good at it. Like, for us, when we're this busy, to have only a couple mess-ups maybe, that's pretty good. Because trust me, your brain hurts when you're that busy, like trying to make sure all the orders are correct and taking the orders, and it's hard. It's not easy. It's very fast. Plus, our food isn't just sitting there ready. Like, we make it as you order. So, you know, it does take a few extra minutes. It's not just sitting in a food warmer, you know, different things. They're made to order after you order it.
Well, hopefully this will all pass and nobody will throw any orders.
We could do a whole show on this.
Well, maybe we'll do it later this week if you can pry yourself away. By the way, just have you heard from the vaccinated person? Did she survive?
She did survive. She is feeling good. I checked on her all weekend. Did you check on her all weekend?
You know, no, not really. But I did send the message on Friday. I said, I hope you're feeling okay. In the group thing.
Did you?
I don't think she ever responded.
She was a little, I think, tired, but she made it in. Good for her, right? I did call to see if I could get it, but no one's called me back yet, so we'll see how that goes, right?
Well, if you get it, you get a free... She can now go to Krispy Kreme and get a free donut every day for the rest of the year.
So when you get that vaccination, if you do, that's my donut, right? That free donut?
Well, that'll be discussed as time goes on.
But I do just want to say, like, we have been very busy, and I am very grateful to people that come out to see us, like... And if there is anything ever wrong, I am glad to fix it. We will fix it. Just tell us immediately. Dairy Queen was crazy busy last night.
Let people know. Well, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All right, bye.
All right. We are done for the day. Remember, Adam the Computer Guy 2 to 3 and Voice of the People with Linda Sims 4 to 5. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Brand and Mansfield and all over the state.
So no chance as you...
No interest.
No chance at all. Okay. Hey, well, that's a Sherman.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio.